بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019. Thanks to the revolution, Iran today stands out at an elevated position. Numerous young individuals brought up with a revolutionary spirit and ready to work for the sake of God and for the love of their country, and large numbers of intellectual and investigating young individuals who are in the job of creating scientific, cultural, industrial, and other types of products add up to the enormous wealth of the country that cannot be compared to any material reserves. In addition to the aforementioned assets, there is a long list of material opportunities for the country that can be activated and exploited by efficient, motivated, and intelligent managers in order to significantly increase domestic production and make the country self-sufficient, wealthy, and truly self-reliant, hence overcoming the current problems. Iran makes up 1% of the world population. However, it possesses 7% of the global natural resources. Massive underground resources, special geographical position between the East and the West, the North and the South, a major national market, vast regional market including 15 neighbors that constitute a population of 600 million, long coastal borders, fertile lands with a great variety of agricultural products, and vast and versatile economy are only some of the country's potentials. Many potentials have been left untapped.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
It is said that Iran has the first place in the world in terms of unexploited natural and human resources. Without a doubt, you, the faithful and active young ones, can amend this great shortcoming. The second decade of the outlook must be dedicated to making use of the previous accomplishments and unexploited potentials, and the country's growth must be enhanced in different sectors, including production and national economy. My first advice concerns hopefulness and observing an optimistic outlook of the future. Without this fundamental key to any deadlock, not even one step can be taken forward. What I am referring to is authentic hope based on evident realities. I have always avoided false and deceiving hopefulness, but I have also warned myself and others against unfounded pessimism and false fear.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.